Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Isang paalala. Ang susulat na kabanata ay naglalaman ng mga salita at pahayag na maaaring magdulot ng takot, pangamba at pagkabahala sa mga nakikinig, lalo na sa mas nakababatang gulang. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan. Tuloy po kayo sa 25th gabi ng San Telmo Society. Kumusta na po kayong lahat? Sana'y napapakinggan ninyo ang episode na ito sa maayos na kalagayan. Ang San Telmo Society ay ang listeners' story submission segment ng Philippine Camper Stories, kung saan binabasa ko ang mga totoong kwento ng kababalaghan at pagtataka mula mismo sa mga tagapakinig. May mga bagay na hindi natin maipaliwanag na sadyang nangyayari sa atin, gaya ng pag-iral ng mga nilalang sa ating mundo na hindi nakikita ng ibang mga tao. Para sa akin, hangga't hindi nakakasama sa lahat at walang nagagambala, maaari tayong mamuhay ng tahimik at payapang magkakasama. Ngunit kung ang mga hindi maipaliwanag na bagay ay naidulot ng kasamaan at panlalamang at makaaapekto sa buhay ng karamihan, ito ang mga bagay na kailangan nating matyagan at palagan. Gaya na lamang ng unang kwento ngayong gabi mula kay Tim. Pakinggan natin ito.
Hello Campmaster at sa lahat ng campers. It's me again, Tim, ang suki ng campsite. I have a creepy story to share.
Please campers, huwag kayong maumay sa akin ha. Isipin niyo lang, series ko to. Anyway, here's the story. It happened way back in 2012 sa mismong bahay namin. Ever since bata pa ako, as I said sa mga naunang stories na binahagi ko, maraming nakakatakot na kwento si Lola sa akin. Pero one of her stories na tumatak sa akin is yung kwento niya about sa duwending itim na nakatira sa ilalim ng lababo namin. At first ayaw ko maniwala, pero kinonfirm din ng mga ate at kuya ko na it's real daw talaga. Kasi kahit sila na-experience na yung galit ng duwende nung hindi nila sinasadyang masagi yung pintuan sa ilalim ng lababo. Yung albularyo din sa amin na kumari ni Lola, sinasabi rin niya na nakikita niya yung duwende pag pumupunta sa amin. Lagi niyang sinasabi na huwag naming galitin kasi iba daw magalit ang itim na duwende. Pero hindi niya naman kami kinagambala. Until one day, napapansin na lang namin na may mga gamit kaming nawawala. Hindi naman namin sinisisi agad yung duwende. Mamaya sabihin judger kami. Siyempre, double check kami kung doon ba talaga inilagay or nalagay lang somewhere. Tinatanong namin yung ibang mga tao sa bahay if nakita nila yung mga bagay na nawawala. Pero sinasabi naman nila na hindi naman daw nila iyon napapansin. Si Lola ay masyadong mapamahiin at mapagpaniwala sa mga hindi nakikita. So lagi niyang sinasabi sa amin, sabihin niyo lang pwede po bang pakibalik na yung mga gamit kasi mahalaga po yun. After noon makikita na lang namin yung hinahanap naming gamit nasa ibabaw ng lababo or minsan sa tapat ng pintuan sa ilalim ng lababo. Creepy, diba? Pero hindi pa dyan natatapos. There was a time na kailangan ko na talaga matulog sa sala kasi matutulog na yung mga bisita namin sa taas sa kwarto. So, yung sacrifice. Diba? Parang kayong kapamilya. Mula sa sala, matatanaw mo yung lababo namin. May kurtina lang na nakaharang. Pero yung kurtina, lababo lang ang natatakpan. Pero yung ibaba ng lababo ay makikita mo pa rin. Kaya kahit mamatay na ako sa takot ay wala akong magagawa. That night, nag-scroll-scroll lang ako sa FB. Pampaantok lang, makarinig ako ng sit-sit pero maliit na boses. Di ko pinansin syempre kasi duwag ako. Pero ilang beses din yung sit-sit na yun. Hanggang sa makarinig naman ako ng tawa pero sobrang liit na boses. Hindi naman yun yung pamangkin ko kasi alam ko yung boses nila pag tumatawa. Alam mo yung feeling na maliit na boses pero parang matanda? Tinapangan ko pa rin kaya hindi pa rin ako tumakbo. Nakahiga pa rin ako pero hindi ako nagalaw. Pipikit na sana ako nung marinig ko ulit yung maliit na boses. But this time, malapit na yung boses sa akin. Nagsalita siya sa napakaliit na tinig ng,
"Umalis na kayo dahil akin ang lupa na ito."
Promise, lahat ng mura na sabi ko na nung marinig ko yun. Kahit takot na ako, pinilit ko pa rin makatakbo papunta sa taas namin. Pumasok na lang ako sa kwarto kahit wala pa akong tutulugan. The next morning, narinig ko yung family ko na nag-uusap na balak pala nilang iparenovate yung house. Pero against talaga si Lola sa idea na yun. She believed that there's someone living with us na nauna pa sa amin at baka magalit yung nasabing entity. Nung hapon, kausap naman ni Lola yung kumare niyang albularyo at nakita ko si Manang Albularyo na may kinakausap sa may lababo. After nun, sabi niya sa amin, ayaw daw pumayag ng duwende na galawin yung bahay. Kung itutuloy daw namin yung renovation, ay may kukunin daw siyang isang buhay sa amin. Agad ko namang ikinwento yung na-experience ko at doon nila na-realize kung bakit sinisiksik ko yung sarili ko sa kwarto kagabi. Pero we have no choice kasi kailangan na talagang ipagawa yung bahay. And the only option na lang na sinabi ni Manang ay mag-alay kami at makiusap. I realized di lang pala sa probinsya or Kagubatan makikita yung mga entities. Pwede rin pala sa city. Yun lamang, mahaba na po. May part 2 pa to syempre after the renovation of the house.
Good night, Camp Master, and my dear campers. More stories and more money pa sa wallet mo, Camp Master. At sa campers na rin. Huwag kayong magsasawa sa akin, Tim.
Hi Tim, salamat ulit sa kwento mo, Suki. Salamat sa palagi mong pagbibigay ng kwento sa amin. Ang mga itim na duwende ay karaniwang branded as the evil kind of duwende. Sila yung mga vengeful at laging maleficent in nature. This particular situation is kinda tricky kasi kailangan nilang gawin yung renovation ng bahay pero may magagambala sila. Mabuti at napayuhan sila na makipagkompromiso at magpaalam sa duwending nakatira sa bahay nila. You would actually understand kung bakit nagagalit yung duwende kasi bahay niya yun eh. Mabuti pa nga yung sitwasyon na to eh. Nagkapaliwanagan at nadaan sa maayos na usapan. Hindi katulad ng mga contractors, napalihim na sinisira ang Sierra Madre Mountain Range na isa sa mga natural defense wall ng Luzon against mga super typhoons. Well, hindi duwende ang sumisira sa kabundukan ng Sierra Madre, kundi ang mga Chinese contractors at ang gobyernong nagbigay ng permiso para itayo ang Kaliwa Dam. Na siya namang posibleng sumira sa biodiversity ng lugar at magdi-display sa mahigit 1,000 katutubong pamilya. In case hindi nyo pa nasagap ang balitang yan, basahin nyo at makialam. Hindi lang kasi itim na duwende ang kalaban natin dyan. Duwende lore in the Philippines is such a fascinating concept. For me kasi, duwende as normally described na maliliit na tao, tricksters, bearer of luck, or even misfortune, is actually a universal concept. Nariyan na ang mga elves ng Cambodia na Merengkong Vial, ang Iloko ng mga Zaire sa Central Africa, at ang mga dwarves from Germany. So imagine everywhere may mga duwende, pero iba-iba lang ang tawag natin sa kanila. Ano kaya ang ginagawa nila na counterpart ng tabi-tabi po? Anyway, thank you sa suki ng campsite na si Tim, isa na namang great campfire story. Tingil muna sa kwentuhan. Magbabalik ang Philippine Camper Stories matapos lamang ang ilang saglit.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Sa pagpapatuloy ng Philippine Camphor Stories. Para sa susunod na story, our listener, Jen, sent us a collection of her experiences with encounters in the world of the paranormal. Pakinggan natin ang kwento niya.
Hi, Campmaster. I've been a fan of the podcast simula nung nag-guest ka sa Paranormal Podcast.
Yes, ako na ang addict sa everything paranormal.
Kayong dalawa ng Paranormal Podcast, ang favorite podcast ko na local. Keep up the good work sa podcast, itaguyod ang ating kultura. By the way, kakamping din ako. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Jen, 40-something years old, HR manager, and for as long as I remember, fascinated na ako sa paranormal stuff, bata pa lang ako. And yes, speaking of that, bata pa lang ako, may mga nare-recall na akong weird stuff na nangyayari sa akin noon. I don't get scared right away. Mahilig kami ng mga siblings ko to watch horror movies. And when we were watching Insidious Part 1, nagulat sila kasi I literally jumped out of my seat. Bakit? Kasi yung creature na sumasayaw-sayaw doon was actually part of my childhood. Nakakita din ako noon, and I don't know kung anong Insidious movie ito, yung may mga kamay na nakikita sa may window. I've also had that experience. Batang 90s ako, by the way. Alam mo na yan, masaya ang childhood natin. May di umanong haunted house sa tabi ng bahay namin noon. As in abandoned bungalow. Pero maganda siya. Sa sobrang ganda niya, may nakikita akong hands na gumagalaw-galaw sa CR window nila. The hands were so bright. Parang naka-spotlight. Okay, if you think this is an imagination, it was not. Do you need proof? Nag-crack ang salamin ng window nila kasi binato ko yun nung nakita ko ulit yung kamay. Now, if may totoong tao at that time, di sana sinugod na kami, diba? Good old days. Growing up, madami ding times na pinatawas ako at nung mas bata ako, naglalagay daw sila ng walis tingting sa ilalim ng higaan ko para makatulog ako. As a teenager naman, we didn't make a big deal out of it. Pero one time, nagising ako na madaming hiwa sa braso. Nagjo-joke pa nga ako na stigmata yun. In front of our house ay ang bahay ng lola ko. Nung mas bata ang brother ko, sinabihan niya ako na may mga dark figures sa kabilang bahay. And yes, nakita ko sila. Alien-like dark figures. There's more. Mga 10 years ago yata, nakatambay kami sa bahay ni lola kasama ang church friend ni mother. May nakita kaming shadow ng boots. Ako at yung friend ni mother ang nakakita kasi may third eye din yun. Ako naman, sinundan ko ang boots. And it led me sa third floor ng house. After that, wala na. But years after that, namatay ang uncle ko sa room na yun. Organ failure. As I grew older, pushing 30s, may tita ako na mahilig sa crystals. She will always give me crystals and napapansin kong namumutla sila agad sa akin. Yung rose quartz, nagiging white after a week. Sabi ni tita, mabilis daw ako mag-use ng energy ng mga crystals. There was one time nga din na feeling ko nag-astral ako. Nung namatay yung uncle ko as mentioned earlier, natutulog ako sa condo. And then pagising ko, I saw myself sleeping. Special lang siguro talaga ako, and nung much younger ako, nagkakatotoo ang lahat ng dreams ko. Deja vu pa more. Sabi ng professor ko noon, put it to good use. There we go, that's me. So eto na ang stories that I wanna share. These are short stories. The first one happened in Benguet. Sometime in 2016, nagpunta kami dun with my mom and siblings. Hindi strawberry season, so nag-ikot-ikot lang kami. After that, nag-lunch kami sa Mang Inasal. Isang CR lang siya for male and female, so nauna ako sa nanay ko. There was this guy na naka-gray shirt at pumasok siya after ko manggaling sa CR. Sabi ng mom ko, mauna na daw ako. Huwag ko na siyang hintayin para maayos ang food namin. After 15 minutes, bumalik si mom and she asked me, nakita mo yung naka-gray, di ba? Sabi ko, yes, sumunod sa akin sa CR. Then sabi ni mom, nilapitan niya yung crew to assess her. Sabi niya, may tao pa sa loob eh, kanina pa nga. Then the crew opened the CR door, only to find out na hindi siya nakalock at wala namang tao. The next one is very recent. Yesterday before 7 p.m, pauwi na ako at pumara ako ng taxi. Napansin kong may pasahero na siya. Isang guy. Parang ansungit pa nga, so I told myself, ay, may sakay na. But then again, hindi ko magalaw yung taxi. At nakatingin na sa akin si manong driver. So I opened the door and got inside. Tapos nag-ask si manong, ano daw ang nangyari? In-explain ko sa kanya na may pasahero kasi siya. Nag-sign of the cross at nagsabi na lang na sumama daw pala sa biyahe niya. Wala pala talaga siyang pasahero at ako lang ang nakakakita sa lalaki. Then nagkwento yung driver na 3 weeks ago daw kasi na aksidente yung taxi at as in wasak ang harapan, pero hindi siya sigurado kung lalaki ang pasahero at that time. Ipagtatanong daw niya. Sanay na ako sa mga ganitong ganap.
Siguro the best that we could do is to offer prayers for all. Thank you so much, Jen.
Hello Jen, thank you for sharing your stories with us dito sa campsite. Napakakulay naman ang case mo. Hindi mo alam kung kailan ka darating sa exciting na part. Siksik kasi sa kwento ang entry mo tonight. Kaya feeling ko ang dami-dami mo pang mga pwedeng ikwento. As you mentioned, you are an HR manager in your company. And trusted ko na people of position have skills to discern what is real and what is fake. Oh wait, well, siguro at least si Jen. Hindi ko na pala masasabi na totoo ito in general due to the recent events. But Jen seemed like she believes that supernatural stuff happens frequently sa buhay niya. Since bits and pieces lang ang na-share niya, parang nabitin ako. What was behind those cuts in your arms nung nagising ka at that time? Kaninong kamay yung mga nakikita mo sa bintana sa tapat ninyo? Saan na aksidente yung pasahero ng taxi na sinasakyan mo at nung pumasok ka ba sa taxi, nakita mo pa ba siya? I need an explanation. I need an acceptable reason. Bakit nanalo si... Sorry, nakerry the way ako. Thank you so much, Jen. I feel like babalik ka pa for more in-depth stories. Tigil muna sa kwentuhan. Magbabalik muli ang Philippine Camper Stories matapos lamang ang isang paalala.
Plastic. Is it really fantastic? Ever since its birth at the beginning of the 20th century, it has seemed to offer a convenience to us humans at a price. We all know plastic is bad for us, for the environment, for biodiversity, for human life. It's time we debunk plastic myths, demystify Asia-Pacific, and deplatform the plastic producers. Let's take control of the narrative and let the truth out of the bag, as long as it's a reusable bag. It's time for the podcast of plastic.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sa pagpapatuloy ng Philippine Camper Stories.
My name is Viva. I have been an avid fan of your podcast. Apologies for using a throwaway account to send my piece and that this may be long.
Honestly, even after years, I'm still curious about what happened to me that one time. Maybe I can get an answer after this. I used to get sleep paralysis frequently in my early 20s. It got to the point where I was able to know just when it was about to happen and control it from there. After all, I was a light sleeper. I was able to wake up instantaneously when I wanted to, and sometimes I would prolong it a little bit just to see what happens. The first time I experienced it, it was nighttime. I was very tired and I didn't realize I had already dozed off. That time, I slept without a pillow and my head was resting on the foot of the bed. Yung bed frame ko was the old bed frame styles na bakal with curvy line shapes, allowing my head to fit in the space and just at the edge. A little time had passed and suddenly, I was feeling something blowing and cold on top of my head. Shit, I'm getting goosebumps just remembering. Maya-maya pa, I remember opening my eyes but feeling completely still, baffled and trying to make sense of what's happening. Hindi ko na maigalaw yung katawan ko, but I am aware of my surroundings. I can sense something whispering on the top of my head. You know when you whisper and there's still air coming out from the mouth? Parang ganun. Parang nakatutok yung fan sa ulo mo. Para niya akong dinadasalan or maybe giving me some kind of warning. I really wouldn't know. But that was the first time it happened. Then it happened frequently, every other night. I was not getting scared of it as much as before. Merong times I would feel as if I'm being lifted up, or I would see shadows moving across the room. But often, I would hear a deafening vibration when I was under it. I had accepted the horror and just tried my best to sleep it off. I had no idea the worst was about to happen. And when it did, really got me scared because this time, it felt so real. I was sleeping on my side this time when I was under it. Natakot ako kasi I might not be able to move. Suddenly, I can feel a presence growing closer sa likod ko until I felt it was resting on my back. Tumabi siya sa likod ko at grabe talaga yung kaba na nararamdaman ko at that time. And there it was again, the cold whispers on my head. Has been gone for some time at eto na naman siya. Maya-maya, I was feeling its hand slowly dampening my skin until it was wrapping me closer and closer and tighter. I was panicking, and in my mind I really wanted to wake up. But I found it hard too. Para akong sinasakal. Ganun yung feeling ko. Until finally, nagalaw ko na yung mga toes ko. And then I was back to reality. I jolted upright and turned on the lights and just stared at my bed. Fuck. I am not sleeping on my side ever again after that. Pero ito talaga yung curious moment ko. This time, hapon naman. Kakauwi ko lang sa dorm and I decided to take a nap. Sabi ko, okay lang, maliwanag pa naman. I slept on my side again. I rarely get sleep paralysis anymore, pero I believe this was the last time na. It had happened again. I was curious because it was the first time that it's happened during daytime. I felt the vibration again. Ang weird, pero I was being drawn at what's in my back. The more I try to move my eyes to what's in it, the louder the vibration is. I felt as if I was being pulled away from my body. And then finally, sa kakalin ng eyes ko, I got a quick glimpse of it. it was like fire or like a really orange glow. And then I woke up. To this day, I believe I have seen my aura. That is all. Sorry if it was a bit long. There are several stories that I have experienced in our house pa with doppelgangers and ghostly entities. But
maybe another time. Thanks for reading and kudos to your podcast. Sincerely, Viva.
Hi Viva, maraming salamat sa pagbabahagi mo ng scary stories mo. Isa na naman pong camper ang binangungot. Palitan na kaya natin ang pangalan ng segment na to na Bangungot Society. Sleep paralysis often happens when you're about to go to sleep or when you are about to wake up. Naahati kasi yung consciousness natin at minsan hindi makakeep up yung utak natin kung tulog or tulog pa ba yung katawan natin, kaya hindi natin ito agad maigalaw. Sleeping on your side, depending on which side, actually has less possibility of getting sleep paralysis. Lying on your back kasi may cause you to be awoken by snoring or undiagnosed sleep apnea. Kaya lying on your side is actually preferred by experts. Hindi ko din alam what happened to you, but if your sleep pattern and sleep quality worries you, I suggest you go to a trusted sleep specialist. Marami na rin tayong episodes about sleep paralysis and I hope you get to listen to them in case meron kang mapulot. Pakiramdam ko marami-rami pa tayong bangungot lalo na sa mga susunod na mga taon. Kaya tibayan nyo ang inyong mga loob at huwag kalimutang magpahinga at alagaan ang mga sarili. Inyo pong nasubaybayan ang isa na namang gabi ng Philippine Camper Stories sa ating segment na San Telmo Society. Sana ay nakatulong kahit panandalian ang pakikinig ninyo upang maipahinga ang inyong mga sarili laban sa problema at hamon sa labas ng campsite na ito. Tim, Jen at Viva para sa mga kwento natin ngayong gabi. Kung nais nyo maging pahagi ng San Telmo Society episodes ay maaari kayong mag-email ng inyong mga kwento sa campfirestoriesph@gmail.com at maaari nating itong ibahagi sa mga susunod na episodes. Kung nagustuhan naman ninyo ang kwento natin sa camp, ay maaari nyo akong suportahan sa pamamagitan ng Patreon at ng Ko-fi. For $1 a month, you get to support this podcast. Muli, maraming salamat sa pakikinig. Hanggang dito na lamang po at hanggang sa susunod nating kwentuhan.
This podcast episode is based on or is inspired by true events. Unless otherwise indicated, all the names, characters, businesses, places, events, and incidents in this podcast are either the product of the podcast creator's imagination or used in a fictitious manner. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental.